The musical offering by Johann Sebastian Bach was a response to a challenge from Frederick the Great of Prussia to create a six-voice fugue based on a theme apparently written by the king himself. And on Saturday, January 25th, Bach Academy Charlotte will perform Bach's famous gift to the monarch, as well as works by other members of the Bach family. And that'll be in a concert at St. Mark's Lutheran Church in Charlotte. Bach Academy's principal cello, Guy Fishman, will lead the concert, and flutist Emmy Ferguson is going to join. She's a 2023 recipient of the Avery Fisher Career Grant, and both of them are here to chat today, so thank you both.
Thank you for having us. It's such a pleasure to be here.
Guy, why don't I start with you, because you're the leader for this concert. Why did you choose this work to build a concert around?
So I was given the opportunity to create a chamber music concert for the Bach Academy. It so happens that my favorite musicians were available. And when you have a flute and a violin and you think Bach, I think the first thing that comes to my mind is the musical offering. It's a work that I've actually never done with period instruments. I haven't done it in decades. And everything pointed to this piece of music. The work itself needs no excuses to have it programmed. It's both beautiful and a bit of compositional wizardry, which is kind of what you come to expect from Bach. There's greatness on many levels, aesthetic, but also compositional architecture and mathematics and symbolism and little messages, potentially poking at the person who gave him this this tune to build a work around. So it's just a great pleasure to have this opportunity, and that's why I chose the piece.
Well, let's talk a little bit more about the person who gave him the challenge, Frederick the Great of Prussia. Emmy, do you want to give us a little bit of background on what was going on?
Bach went to visit the court, and Frederick the Great was like, oh, okay, here's this old master. I'm going to see really what he's made of. Here's challenge number one. Bach excels. Here's challenge number two. Bach excels. Okay, we got to step it up. I'm going to challenge you even more. And that's when Bach says, all right, I'm going to go home and I'm going to work on this and I'm going to send it back to you. And Frederick the Great's challenge was a 12-tone theme. And so Bach took this theme, went home, and was like, all right, you wanted just a six-part fugue? Fine, I'll give that to you. And he writes the six-part Richard Carr, but I'll also write a whole trio sonata, all of these other smaller canons that are a mathematical wonder. It's just incredible to really be able to see this piece and jump into the brain of J.S. Bach when he's like really pushing himself at the end of his life. This was written in 1747, 3 years before he died. And so you're really seeing him at his most developed, I guess, and sort of reaching into different areas and no limits, really. He challenged himself. He wrote all this stuff. He challenged Frederick the Great. And we are all still today being challenged by this piece because there's so many ways to do it and it never gets easier.
Guy, I wanted you just to maybe speak a little bit about what it's like to be the leader. Bach Academy has, in the last year or so, sort of evolved into having a Justice League of leaders that take on various responsibilities over the course of the year. And so it's your turn now. And how is that for you?
One finds out very quickly as an artistic leader that at least 80% of your job is to hire the right people. If you hire the right people, it's job well done. It may even be more than 80%. Nobody's going to be looking to me for, you know, a vision of how this piece is going to go. If our opinions differ, we're going to find ways to come up with something we can all believe in. But when it comes to chamber music, there's simply no leader.
Well, I think that's a good place to leave it. I appreciate the conversation, and it's going to be a great program. And thank you both for taking time to chat this morning.
Thank you for having us. And as always, thank you so much for your support and for the radio station's support of this very exciting endeavor, Bach Academy Charlotte. We really appreciate it.